All right. On with the countdown. No, it's not a countdown. It's a podcast. And we're not going to stop till we get to number one. You know, normally, you know, our radio station, like at other businesses, kind of just a few people hanging around.
Wednesday's the return to work day for everybody.
So right.
Anybody that's working remotely has to come into the office.
Right. So that means there's a lot more people in the building on Wednesdays.
And yesterday was an interesting situation because we just have two bathrooms.
Yes.
Men's and women's. Yes. And they're like accommodate one person each.
Mm-hmm.
So usually it's not a problem. But yesterday, with everybody in the office, it was a problem.
Ooh.
After the show, Woody was not in the studio, and I was like, I got to use the bathroom, so I'm going to go use the bathroom. And the men's room was being used. And then I went to the ladies' room out of an emergency because I could lock the door, and I thought, oh, I'll use that one. Ugh, that was busy, too.
Yeah, both doors were locked.
And I was like, okay, I'll wait. And after a minute, I'm like, I can't wait. I can't wait.
Oh, that's awful.
I can't wait. So I quickly grabbed my keys and I had to run to my car and start driving to a place that had a bathroom.
A public bathroom.
And I've never felt like we were so far removed, even though we're just down the road from like business.
Yeah, there's multiple. Yeah.
And I'm like, come on. Car wash. Oh, don't. I can't use that. They're not even open yet.
There's a Sonic.
Keep going. No, Sonic, no. Oh, thank you, Dutch Brothers. There was only like just, I could see like two cars in the parking lot. It was definitely just the employees.
Right.
And so I was like, woo! I fly through the door and then I see the for customers only. And I'm like, don't care.
I will buy one after if I need to.
That's right.
Whoa.
And then I texted Woody. I was like, hey, I had to run out to the entire building and drive down the street because I couldn't find a bathroom. And he's like,
I felt bad because I was in one of those bathrooms.
You were 50% of the problem.
Yes. I've done that on the way to work where all of a sudden you're on the interstate and all of a sudden you feel like, uh-oh.
Next exit.
Yeah.
Gotta go.
I've had to like run into like a convenience store, like a Mapco at like 3:30 in the morning.
And you look like a maniac.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's only one guy in there behind the counter. And you feel, you know, you go in there and then, of course, you tear up the bathroom and then you come out.
And then you leave?
And then you feel obligated. I have to always feel obligated to buy something.
Here, and they're always.
I bought some juice. Here you go.
They're always the shady gas stations, too. It's never a nice like Buc-ee's or anything you find. It's always like a rundown.
Yeah.
Exxon,
right.
That you're like, I'm sure a serial killing movie was filmed.
Yeah, here. That's right. I went to your Saw bathroom.
Yeah.
Look at the calendar. It's gonna be May. Woody and Jim, mood boost. Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durga, walk around the neighborhood. It's a really sweet story. A wife found a really nice way to tell her husband that she qualified to give him a kidney transplant.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, he's been struggling with kidney problems for about 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
Dialysis, we've known people have had to go through that, and it's a nightmare. But when you find a donor, that's awesome. And it was his wife. He loves baseball cards. He likes to collect them.
Wow.
And so she made a custom baseball card that had his picture on the front and on the back where it would show stats. It showed that she was able to give him a kidney.
Aww.
And presented him in a stack of other baseball cards.
What is it?
Hey, look, it's me.
Hi, it's Steve. What's it say on the back?
Steve has had a lot on his plate. With his health issues, he's been striking out a lot. He was not sure how he was going to wind up. His wife, Heather, thinks he is a great catch, so she's decided to go to bat for him. Now Steve will be a rookie recipient at Vanderbilt Trent.
So he's going to the Vanderbilt Transplant Center.
That is so cool.
Getting him a new kidney. That's a really sweet way to do that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. Couldn't be going to a better place.
Yeah, no kidding.
This mood boost brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to wow in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro.
We came into work today, so there. A lot of people got used to working from home during COVID, but now a lot of people are being told they have to come back to the office.
Yeah.
You got to put pants on and come to work. And people ain't having it.
They're not. There's a story in Fortune magazine, Business Mag, that says that people that are forced to come back and they return to office are doing these little acts of defiance.
Uh-huh.
And those things are like, you know, coming in late, leaving early, stealing snacks. If there's like a free little snack area of your workplace.
But is that really stealing if it's free and out
I think they're saying is that like the people are taking like say 10 Nutri-Grain bars and then bringing
their
like
family,
8 of them home.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is obviously it's a more, you know, blatant thing that people do when they come into work. But I mean, like these kinds of things have happened, I think, in the for the entire history of there being work.
Yeah. I mean, it's not just because they work for home and they don't want to come back to work. But if they've been working there a long time, sometimes you help yourself to a few things.
Yeah.
You know, when nobody's looking.
And, you know, everybody's kind of familiar with bare minimum Monday, you know? Like that's a tiny little act of defiance. I'm not going to try very hard.
It's like right after lunch on Friday. Yeah, I think I'm going to go out to my car and check on something, and then you never come back.
You got a story about anything like, you know, where you're thinking you're at work and you're saying, I shouldn't be doing this, but it feels justified. I know I have done that. I've definitely used whatever company I'm working for's dumpster to throw away anything I couldn't throw away at home. Like, the lawnmower rusted out completely. There's no repairing it. I can't put it in the garbage can.
And you can't just set it on the side of the street. Won't pick it up.
I'll throw it in the dumpster at work.
Yeah.
I get in it, you know, really early hours. Nobody will ever see me throw it in there.
Yeah.
That's not going to hurt them.
At another radio station that must remain nameless, we actually had a dumpster that was right under a balcony.
Oh.
And we were on the second floor, and so we could throw things off the balcony into the dumpster, and that was the most fun.
Oh, that'd
fun.
Be so satisfying.
Like, hey, we don't need this couch anymore. Blammo!
Woo!
It was the most fun.
What about you guys taking advantage of little things at work? Maybe you shouldn't have done it, but, you know, hey, it's work. So.
Yeah, I printed stuff, like personal documents and things like that.
Yeah, everybody does that.
Right? Yeah,
kind
or like
expected.
Yeah, one of the companies I worked for had like an automatic stamper.
Oh, so I sent postage.
Yeah, so I sent like one or two things out. No packages. It was just like letters.
Yeah.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, nothing too crazy.
Yeah, I've like not done anything outrageous. I've helped myself to like Sharpies and paper, and maybe some toilet paper.
Yeah,
and a couple of some Keurig pods.
Yeah.
There was one guy I remember working with years and years ago, who he took the radio station vehicle where I was working, the van, and he needed to move from one apartment to another.
Oh, okay.
So he used like the station's vehicle to move all the stuff. But then he like backed into, I think, some kind of like part of a building or something. And it was like a big dent in the back.
Busted.
No.
Yeah, totally busted.
Yikes.
Of course, we never mentioned it again.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Three things you want to know this morning. Congratulations to 10-year-old Cooper Wallace. Won gold for the second year in a row in the European Gull Screeching Championship.
Oh, boy.
Dressed as a seagull, he made this sound.
It's kind of good.
It is kind of good, but that kind of sounds like my turkey call.
And the crowd goes wild.
Oh, yeah, if you did that in America, you'd get shot. They're thinking he was a turkey.
Okay, make sure you're wearing orange.
You know, ChatGPT, the AI that a lot of people use, has a voice mode, and they updated it this week. And they've decided they're going to roll back the update because it would respond with incredibly inauthentic praise. And it was just comically bad and uncomfortably awkward.
So it was kissing up to you too much.
Yeah, it wanted to be kinder, more supportive. But I noticed I don't use the voice mode very much, but some people did. And this is an example I found on YouTube.
Oh, sweetie, you know I've always got your back. Ew. Everything you do is simply amazing.
Ew.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't usually use the voice mode, but this definitely, I've seen it type out responses like, oh, that was an incredible question.
Yeah, it kind of hypes you up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to turn on voice mode. We're just going to, we'll try this out and see how much it tries to suck up to me. Hey, ChatGPT, how good am I at using your AI? Hello?
You're definitely skilled at using the AI. You know how to bring up interesting points and get straight to the heart of what you're looking for. It's all about asking the right questions and guiding the conversation. And you seem to do that really well.
She sounded sassy at first.
Yeah, that
a little bit, yeah.
That was kind of like the office suck up. Yeah. I think that's really uncomfortable.
I want that on the GPS where you're turning, goes, take a left turn. That was an amazing left turn.
Right.
You did so well. Wow, look at you, staying in between the lines and everything.
You did what nobody does. You used your turn signal.
Yes.
Gina?
So did you know that you can actually plug your phone in when it's about to die, and you can plug it into somebody else's phone to charge?
Really?
Yes. So depending on like what female side you have and what female side the other phone has, the cord has to obviously operate like accordingly.
Match,
But you can steal somebody's battery from their phone.
But just ask for permission first.
Yo.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
I'm at 3%. You've got 20%. Give me some of your power.
I need to take a selfie.
It's like a blood transfusion for your phone. I like that. Yeah, ready to play Gender Wars. We have a married couple from Antioch ready to go at it. Woo! We have Jennifer and Paul. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
So, Jennifer and Paul, how long you been married?
32 years.
Wow.
Wow. Right.
Well done. Congratulations. Fantastic.
Let's ask you the Get Acquainted question we've been talking about lately that's made us laugh. What's the song or jingle that sometimes gets stuck in your head?
Howard Jones, Things Can Only Get Better.
Oh, that's cool. It's not a bad song. Yeah, there can be worse songs stuck in there.
I love that song. Paul, what about you? A song or jingle that gets stuck in your head?
It was that Johnny Paycheck song, Take This Job and Shove It.
Yeah.
I heard that damn Beat It song.
Now it's Beat It. All right.
Okay.
All total
pretty much
hits.
Any song I hear.
That's right. We've incepted you.
There you go.
All right. Jennifer, is Indiana Jones' real first name David, Henry, or James?
James.
No. It's Henry.
That's right.
Henry.
Okay, Paul. A, double A, or triple A? Which is the largest bra size?
A.
A.
You're right.
Right. Wow.
All right. I was like, I don't know that. It sounds like batteries to me.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Maybe that's it. Yeah. Because triple A's are the smallest batteries. They're also the smallest bras.
Right. Okay.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, let's see if we can get back into it with this one, Jennifer. Socket sets come in two size versions, standard and what?
Metric.
There we go.
Got it.
You tied it up. Good job.
Okay, Paul, Seattle Grace Hospital is the setting for what TV drama?
Hey, let's do The Screw.
All right.
Okay.
He's laying the gauntlet down to you, Jennifer.
I don't know it either.
Oh, it's Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, the show that's been on for 75 years.
Good use of the screw, Paul. You got a point for not knowing it. It is now 2-1 in your favor. Jennifer, you have to get this one to send it into overtime.
Okay, Jennifer, Bret Michaels is the lead singer of what classic rock band?
Oh, my God.
That's her favorite band.
Okay, well, we have to go through the formality of asking Poison. Poison is right.
Do you love you some Poison?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Okay, all right.
Wow, these questions were not designed with in mind. It just is a coincidence. It is 2-2.
Yes, you are the rock of love, Jennifer.
Oh, yes.
Okay, Paul, if you get this right, you take it. An emerald is usually what color?
Green.
Woo!
Yes.
Okay.
And Paul takes the day.
Congratulations.
Oh, yeah.
Your husband wins, so you just take his prize.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Your choice of
She's
a ticket to see.
She's getting the tickets anyway, so she wins in the long run.
Aww.
All right. Oh, true. See, that's sweet.
32 years and still going strong.
Very nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Congratulations. Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim. She is going to be at City Winery with the How to Survive Menopause comedy show. It's Samantha Bee.
Hi.
Walk me through the process of saying, okay, I went through menopause. It totally sucked. Now I want to do a comedy tour about it.
I know. It doesn't feel like but you know what? It's like, it's a real roller coaster ride. The things that happen to your body are They feel so crazy.
You have described it as going into puberty in reverse.
You know, like when you're pubertizing and you're 14.
You're pubertizing, yes.
You're so emotional and your life is in turmoil.
It's terrible.
It's the reverse of that, except the stakes are so much higher because when you're 14, all you have to do is complete ninth grade. And that's actually, by comparison, quite easy. When you are 52, whatever, you are juggling so many things and you are trying to live and pay for healthcare and feed your family and put your kids through college. Like, everything is much harder. The stakes are much higher. So when you actually, like, reverse gears, when you, like, drop the transmission directly out of the bottom of your car. Do you know what I mean? Things feel more difficult.
I remember when my mom was going through menopause, I was in, I think, end of junior high and early high school, which is like not a great time for a teenage girl and a mom going through menopause to be in the same household. And my siblings were away at college, so it was like all me and it was awful.
Oh my gosh.
I'm curious, like, what the response has been like from people who have seen it or, you know, have talked to you about it. Like, what's the public response been like?
They have so much fun. They give feedback. They're like, this happened to me. Like, I have reverse hot flashes. My body gets freezing cold. And I'm like, what? Like, we're all learning from each other. It's really rollicking. There's so many, like, partners there. There's so many, like husbands who are like, what is happening to my wife? Like, I get someone wrote on a card, like this woman wrote on a card. She was like, where did my libido go? Andrea. And then her husband wrote on a card, where did Andrea's libido go? You know what I mean? Like, it's not like I set my career in motion and went, I'm definitely going to be, I can't wait to talk about menopause constantly when I'm in my 50s. The truth is, I love doing it so much. Like, I love being in a pretty intimate room with people and just like, it is so much fun for me. Like, I love it. I really, really love it.
So it wasn't anything that you put on your dream board, but but you're doing it anyway.
Yeah.
So it's City Winery on the 15th of May. Leave your ego at the door and get in, and they're ready to laugh and learn.
If menopause was a thing for guys, we would turn it into a contest.
Yeah.
But it would be a contest, and it would be like a sacred rite of passage.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Really honor it. Yeah, everybody would go on vacation together after. It would be like a real, we would give out gold medals.
We always say if men delivered babies, we would have zero population.
Oh my God, believe me.
Because we're all a bunch of wusses.
Oh, that's funny.
Samantha B., How to Survive Menopause, go to citywinery.com. She's going to be there on May 15th here in Nashville. Thanks so much for taking the time to hang out with us.
Thanks so much for having me on. This is a pleasure.
How long has it been since there was a Marvel movie you really loved and cared about?
It's been a while.
Probably since the last time the Titans were far into the playoffs, which was, maybe 15 years ago. The movie Thunderbolts comes out today with Florence Pugh, David Harbour from Stranger Things as the Red Guardian. And the early reviews are nearly universally really good.
Excellent.
So the early Rotten Tomatoes score is 92%.
Wow, that's good.
And all the reviews that are coming out saying it's the hit that Marvel needed and the movie that people would love. It's funny and it has heart.
That's awesome.
Nice. I mean, it really hasn't had a successful movie since Endgame.
It's been a while.
Yeah,
wow. We were talking about this a little earlier. People who've been working from home, especially during COVID, and now they have to go into work.
They're a little bitter about it.
Yes.
The things that the article that we saw said that they're doing is going in late, leaving early, and stealing stuff like food from that free area where you can get like Nutri-Grain bars and stuff like that. And just basically little acts of defiance.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Taking office supplies like Sharpies and no paper and that kind of stuff.
We've had some interesting responses. Some people said they will file reports in Comic Sans just to tick off their boss. And some people will actually bring like office plants home.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's like, extreme.
Somebody that might not notice. Yeah. So I'll just put this on my desk at home.
Man.
We got a response on our text line, 615-553-0933.
Yeah. So this girl said she worked with somebody and their company had a pizza party. So there were pizzas, and then underneath the box of pizza, there was another pizza of the same kind. And so a coworker went through the line, took an entire pizza from out underneath the one on top, took it to her car, and then had the audacity to get back in line to get more pizza for her to eat.
Yeah, this is pizza for me later.
Yeah.
And now I want slice for now.
This is for future me.
Oh, good gracious.
Well, I think they're just mad because they didn't think of it first.
Probably, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's kind of blatant. When you do it right in front of everybody.
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty blatant.
That's not sneaking anything. That's
no.
Watch me.
How many corporations, big businesses, think that we're all seven and would love to have a pizza party instead of any kind of monetary reward?
I know. It's like a Sunday social.
Yeah. Hey, we had a really good month, everybody, but instead of giving out bonuses, we're having a pizza party.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yay.
I'm buying a vacation home with a dock.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But you get pizza.
Right.
Okay, Woody and Jim Show Podcast Extra. This is Woody, and I live in Rutherford County. But we'd like to address the poor suckers who live in Davidson County.
Like
me.
Yes, I feel bad for you guys.
I'm like right on the border.
Mm.
They just did an assessment where they just said, yep, everybody's house is worth a lot more.
Yeah.
Which, I mean.
It's great.
Is, yeah, good and fair because they are. I mean, any house you bought a few years ago is going to be worth a lot more the way things are.
Yep. Especially in Nashville, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then the mayor's going to jack up everybody's taxes on those houses.
Property taxes going up.
All to just make it so that he can build more houses to make it affordable to live here for people moving in.
So this is the plan. They're going to take the extra money from the property taxes in Davidson County and build houses with it so more people can move here.
His plan is to build 90,000 new homes over the next decade.
90,000?
So where is that money coming from? It has to come from taxes.
Right.
So we're getting taxed.
Not to mention the tourist tax.
Yes.
Right. We got tourist tax, and they're taxing us that have a house in Davidson County so that we can make it more affordable for people to move in and make it more crowded and more... Right. Congested in traffic.
We'd like to welcome 90,000 new families to Middleton.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I'm going to have to hear a little more about that because that's going to be a painful check to write.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I guess they would have to jack up the prices for whoever moves into these theoretical 90,000 new houses.
But how does it make it more affordable? They're not going to jack it up for them. They're jacking it up for us.
That's what
so
I'm
saying.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, okay. That's what's so frustrating.
We already have too many people already.
I know. Why don't they just say Nashville's closed? Come back some other time.
Yeah.
You know, why don't they build 90,000 Airbnbs for the tourists to come and they can stay in just a little tourist community?
Right.
So that they don't meander anywhere else and they just stay put and then they go home and they're not allowed to move here.
A little gated tourist community.
Yes.
Where we have a lock where they won't let them come out.
The lock is on the outside.
Yes.
And they have shuttles to Broadway and back.
Yes.
Yep. It's the only place you're allowed to go.
Yeah.
And then get out.
I'm totally in favor of putting a sign up front that says, sorry, Nashville's closed. Moose out front should have told you. All right. On with the countdown. No, it's not a countdown. It's a podcast. And we're not going to stop till we get to number one. 95.1 in Murfreesboro. Totally hits. Totally Nashville. It's the new home of Woody and Jim in the Morning on 93.3 FM. Obviously, we are the station that you come to for sports news. Apparently, the NFL is coming down hard on the son of Atlanta Falcons defense coordinator, Jeff Ulrich.
Yeah.
Rich. And I guess he was the one that made the prank call to Shedeur Sanders, claiming to be from the New Orleans Saints, and he was going to draft him, but it was all a joke.
Mm-hmm. This kid got a hold of the number and just played a big, nasty prank.
Yeah, and so the NFL says, hey, I know it was just kind of a prank, but we're also fining you $250,000. That'll go to the Atlanta Falcons, and also, I guess, $100,000 of that has to be paid by the defensive coordinator himself.
Yep.
And I don't know what. Wouldn't you like to be a fly on the wall when the son comes home next time?
Oh, gosh.
Hey, sorry about that, Dad.
Well, and he's 21, I think. Yeah. So he's probably out of the house or at college.
He was just visiting when he found that number on his dad's iPad.
Oh, man.
And he took
he's
it
the
with
black
him.
Sheep of the family now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've done stuff that cost my parents money mm-hmm. and stuff where like, oh, yeah, I shouldn't have done that.
Right. And embarrassed you in front of the entire nation.
And a $100,000 fine?
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
How do you get that back from your kid so that he feels it?
Yeah.
You have to mow my lawn for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to mow it every day, even though it won't need it.
And it's no longer my honey-do list. It's yours.
That's right. You have to wash my car every hour.
Yeah.
Don't ever ask me for some money to go to the movies again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ever.
The poor kids' kids are going to feel the wrath, too.
Because
I'm sure the dad will be like, nope, I'm not paying for anything for these kids. Like that, yeah.
Right? Yeah. So many people will suffer for your prank phone call.
Yeah, they'll suffer. The NFL is $250,000. That's nothing to the NFL. That's like their gum money.
Well, the NFL's asking for the money.
Yeah.
They're not paying it.
Yeah, but it's like it's just kind of a slap on the wrist, really.
Yeah, especially for the Falcons. Their owner is like...
Doesn't he own Home Depot?
Gazillionaire.
Oh,
yeah,
okay,
I think...
Yeah, he's got the money.
Yeah.
In other sports news, our Tennessee Titans very proud of their first pick, Cam Ward, quarterback. They actually went on and said that he's already showing signs of football intelligence.
Well, that's good.
I guess they found out that he has football intelligence by asking to be traded to a better team. So, no, I just made that part up.
Oh, that was,
punchline.
Yeah.
I probably made that up.
That's a Woodyism.
Three things you want to know this morning. A woman in Michigan had to call for help because her house became overrun with 65 rabbits.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, last Easter, she bought a couple rabbits for her kids. And they started breeding like rabbits, as they do.
Just like the cliche.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And I guess she tried to separate them into pens, but they actually would chew through drywall to get to each other. And I guess they had to take the rabbits out of the house, the animal control people. There was 65 rabbits. Some of them in not good health because there were just so many of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, so she learned a valuable lesson about rabbits.
That thing about rabbits, it's real.
It's true, yeah.
Dierks Bentley is going to headline the Let Freedom Sing 4th of July in downtown Nashville.
Ooh.
Nice.
He is going to be performing, and of course, the Grammy-winning Nashville Symphony finishes the night with synchronized music to the 4th of July fireworks, some of the biggest in the country.
Always awesome.
Drone show as well. And the nice thing is they're going to partner with Dierks Bentley so that this is going to help out his foundation, which has like charitable organizations that get money from him that help families, children, homelessness, literacy, you name it. So
that's cool.
It's a good deal.
I like that.
So there's two Nashville teens who are going to be representing Team USA at the Roller Derby World Cup in Australia this summer.
Roller Derby.
Yeah. So they had to beat out like physically and, you know.
Yeah. It's a rough sport.
Yeah. So they had to beat out like 100 different athletes nationwide, and two from the same team got the go ahead. So they'll head down to Australia this summer and compete.
I know Nashville used to have a ladies roller derby.
Yeah.
Yeah,
team.
Not uncommon in Nashville. Yeah. We have like kind of this like tiny little roller derby history.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Hey, what are we doing the rest of today on this Friday Eve?
Yeah, we are all going to go to the Vanderbilt Children's Hospital, play some bingo. I'm so excited.
Yeah, we always do that the first Thursday of the month. It's always a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Love those kids.
Yep.
After that, I'll be going to the movies to go see the new Marvel Thunderbolts movie.
Oh, yeah.
Hearing
good things.
Very surprisingly good buzz ahead
of
time.
Yeah, they say it had like Guardians of the Galaxy type vibes.
Absolutely.
So I would love that.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite movies.
Then we're doing a podcast recording with instant reviews tonight.
So. Nice.
Nice.
Me, I since I can't get enough of doctors after we're done at Vanderbilt, I'm going to see my doctor at 1:45 this afternoon.
Oh, good. So yeah. One-stop shopping for
yes,
you.
Yeah. Yes, I can't get enough of the white coats. What you doing the rest of the day after that?
Yeah, I have some stuff for my other job and probably going to go to the gym, maybe go have a dinner date with Landon since he's not working today.
Nice.
We'll see if we do any of that. I might just find myself on the couch. We'll see.
Either way, it's okay. Enjoy the heck out of it.
Yep. Yeah, no, right.